Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking in the book of Matthew, chapter number 4, and we're looking at the temptation of Christ in the wilderness. And on yesterday we began to talk about how that the scripture says, and Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward anhungered. The Lord Jesus was in God's will because he was led of the Spirit. And there he went to take on the accuser of our soul, the devil himself, at his weakest place after having fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible says in verse number 3, "And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Today I want to look at this, at the way that the Lord Jesus was tempted. He was tempted along the lines of his appetite. He was being tempted create instant food here and to satisfy his physical appetite. And of course, it started out this way, if thou be, or if thou be. Either way, the devil was questioning the authenticity and the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, the devil hasn't changed his tune a whole lot. It's most of the time we hear some of the same words, even from those that can't claim to be part of the clergy, if thou be. Well, may say that the Lord Jesus, certainly, he was all God. He was very God and very man. It's interesting that here in Matthew 4, that the ministry of the Lord Jesus began with those words, if thou be the Son of God. And also the public ministry of Christ ended with those words in the book of Matthew 27. For it says, if thou be the Son of God, come down off the cross and we'll believe you. Well, I want to say he is the Son of God. And the devil knew that. The devil had heard very well the proclamation by God, the God of heaven, when he said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Few times in the scripture did God ever speak out loud to be heard of all the public, but he spoke from heaven. And of course, the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And certainly there was no question in the mind of Satan that he was the Son of God, but rather he was, again, trying to tempt him and trying to question the Lord Jesus. That's exactly how he tempted Adam and Eve. Hath God said? Are you sure? Are you sure that's what God said? And so, by doing that, he tempted Eve into partaking of the fruit. And of course, in this passage, there's nothing wrong with the Lord Jesus being hungry, and nothing wrong. He could have certainly created food. He created loaves and fishes. He changed water to wine. You know, there's no sin in that whatsoever, but the implication that he was trying to make here was that God was somehow being unkind or unjust to the Lord Jesus by allowing him to be so hungry for so long, and how he should take matters into his own hands. Well, the Lord Jesus came, of course, not to battle Satan there in this particular place as God, but as man, yet without sin. And so the Lord Jesus, he took on the devil on his own territory, and he quoted to him the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 8, verse number 3, and he quoted him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." I'm glad to say today that we have a Savior who's been tempted in all points as we are in physical appetite. And regardless of what type of appetite it is, I'm glad there's victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, we pray that you'd help us today to overcome the temptations of the flesh, the temptations of our appetite, of our fallen nature, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.